Cole Corson, the head baseball coach for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats, joining us here as we take a look at the upcoming 2019-2020 baseball season. And, Coach, as always, it's good to catch up with you.
Yes, thanks for having me, Jeff.
It does feel like it was just a couple of weeks ago we chatted about the you taking over the football job there at Glidden. So good to talk to you again, Coach. I know you're excited. You're one of those guys that loves baseball. You love being out and working with kids. What was kind of the reaction for you and your kids once you guys found out that we were going to be able to move forward with the summer sports season?
I would say pure excitement from both standpoints. I know a lot of the seniors were really itching that we were hoping to have a season. You know, a couple guys, baseball is kind of their thing. And so for them, if they were to miss that sport, it would kind of sting a little bit just because, you know, they play the other sports, but baseball is kind of one that they are passionate about. Just kind of seeing the kids again that first day of practice. I bet we sat and I had half my team yesterday show up probably half hour, 45 minutes before practice, and we just talked, you know, what's been going on the last 2 months. Stuff like that. So it's just good to see everybody again. It's just good to see kids out doing something and just kind of getting back to a normal schedule for us.
Cole, numbers-wise, it sounds like things are good for you guys this year. Do you think some of that is because kids didn't get a spring sports season or they know it's a shortened baseball season and they just want to be involved?
I think it's a little bit of a combination of everything. You know, last year we had 12 guys, but we also had injuries and stuff like that hindered, so we should have been up a little bit, but we had a couple of guys hurt for the majority of the season. We're sitting at 16 this year. You know, we lost two seniors, bring in three eighth graders, so we gained one that way, and then we gained some guys who didn't maybe go out last year or the year before. Numbers are looking good, and it's spaced out nicely. I think we basically kind of go in that 3-4 per class besides our junior, senior class is kind of bigger, probably for the reasons of, you know, they didn't maybe get a sport or they just kind of want to be around each other one last time. And then the junior class is our small class. Everything else is kind of a nice blend of kids so far.
And, Coach, if people didn't notice there, you said just two seniors on last year's team that graduated. So this was a young team last year. I know you guys finished with just a couple of wins on the year, but I would imagine you feel like you're going to see this program and team take a step forward this year?
Yeah. With that, I mean, last year was just a weird year. We played all eighth graders at one point that we had. We had four eighth graders last year. They all started at some point. That was kind of our introductory this preseason. Yesterday was like, you know, I told the kids, I said, hey, how many of you guys played varsity last year? And we had 11 guys raise their hand. And then I said, how many of you guys have played varsity before? And then we had 13 because we had a couple of guys who played varsity before and then they didn't go out for various reasons the last couple of years, whatever it was, and then they're back out. So we got 13 guys with varsity experience. And some of those guys, you know, I look at the freshman class and sophomore class, some of those guys have grown just tremendously just from the weight room and just naturally growing, that we just get that much bigger. And hopefully, you know, like I told the kids, you know, I got 13 kids varsity experience. We bring in three eighth graders. You know, there's going to be some battles for some spots, and that's what you want because you don't want people just to be complacent and say, you know what, well, I have a spot because there's only 10 of us tonight, whatever it may be. You want people pushing each other for those spots and people coming back from injuries and all those things. So it's just things of that nature are going to help us tremendously. Hitting, you know, we had a lot of kids last year that, you know, were freshmen, eighth graders who'd never seen varsity pitching before, and all of a sudden you're seeing 75, 80 miles an hour for some of the top teams in the conference. So returning what we return is nice, getting back some of the guys who weren't able to play last year due to injury is nice. And just overall experience is going to be a plus for us.
What are you going to focus on here? It's kind of a short, quick turnaround now to once we get to start practicing, you know, June 1st to the just first games on June the 15th. So you got to kind of cram a lot of things in a short period of time. What are the things you're going to focus on?
Yeah, we're just trying to jam as much as we can in these early practices. You know, right now, currently we're at the field. We got pitchers getting some bullpen sessions in, getting some arms kind of loosened up and stuff like that. It's kind of our morning optional practice. And then we we go at 6 o'clock at night after guys get off work and stuff like that, and we have a full-fledged team there, and we do more team activities there. But it's more, you know, the kids have access to me. We have access to the field now. It's a matter of them putting in the time. And I know yesterday some of the kids were at the field with me for about 6 hours. And, you know, they were at the morning practice. We had about 2.5 hour, 3 hour morning practice of hitting and fielding and just doing various things and getting our arms loose. Same thing after we had a 2 hour practice and then, you know, an hour of people sticking around and hitting. So that's great to see. It's just kids having that excitement and just being a short season. It's like, hey, you got, you know, 40 days really to kind of piece everything together and just say, you know what, we have 11 games and 30 days and then district start, whatever it is. And you're good to go after that. And, you know, then July hits and you take districts as they come, whatever it is. And so I think that short season kind of compresses everything and everybody's kind of got that sense of urgency that we've got to compact a little bit. But hitting's a big thing for us. We struggled at the plate last year. A lot of it was inexperience. Hopefully with experience coming back, we get a little bit more comfortable at the plate. But that would be my biggest concern right now is we got to improve our hitting from last year.
How do you go about trying to do that? Or do you just really feel like, a lot, like you mentioned, a lot of eighth graders and freshmen last year seeing, you know, good 1A pitching for the first time and varsity pitching for the first time in their career, that they're just going to be more comfortable?
Yeah, that's a lot of it. I saw it last night, a couple guys hitting off the machine and stuff like that. And that was one of the things that I noticed just from them is just how far you stand off the plate. A couple of guys were crowding the plate and saying, you know what, I'm ready for it this year type deal, whereas last year they might have, you know, been backed off a little bit because, you know, 75 miles an hour is a lot different, you know, than the B-Cub 60-mile-an-hour pitcher you saw the year before. You know, that was a lot of our kids were going from literally close to no pitching from last year, seeing no pitching, to, you know, seeing some top-end 1A pitchers because our conference was loaded with good pitchers and we seemed to see a lot of them night in, night out. You know, in retrospect, that a lot of those guys are now gone, and you know, now we have that experience of even seeing the good pitching and stuff like that. That the kids just more comfortable in reps. It's just, I tell them, it's just like being a shooter. In order to be a good shooter, you have to shoot. You just can't walk into a gym and expect to be good. And that's the same thing with hitting. You have to rep. You know, how do you hit an outside fastball? How do you hit an inside fastball? How do you hit it? You know, a breaking ball when you misstride it, whatever it may be, all those are just reps and muscle memory that we have to try to develop in 14 days.
You mentioned getting to face good pitching last year. What's the pitching going to look like for you this year? Who are some of the guys that you're going to be kind of relying on?
Yeah, it kind of, you know, we had really good turnouts in the morning. We would have 5:30 weight rooms for football and stuff like that, and then we go to the gym and start pitcher catcher, and we were doing our throwing program. We were a solid month or so into that, and all of a sudden we get shut down, and some of the guys are having so much fun with it. It was just a new program we started this year that we started doing. It was just different feel for it, different things that we were doing, and those guys were just getting competitive, and you could start seeing some of the strength being built within the kids. But pitching wise, you know, Grant Borkowski had a good ERA last year. He struggled to get wins, which is an overrated statistic in itself. But he was a dominant force for us. He kept us in games, which he was on the mound. You know, we're looking for Caden Smith to take big strides this year. He's a nice velocity pitcher. He struggled with accuracy a little bit last year. Hopefully he could get some of those things figured out. We had some younger guys who threw some quality innings for us last year. Holden Hine, as an eighth grader, threw really well for us in a couple games. He had a nice stretch, I think a 4 or 5 inning game. I can't remember the opponent where he held him to maybe 1 or 2 runs in those innings. Jared Free throws a lot of strikes for us as a senior. He's going to hopefully do some good things. So, you know, pitching-wise, I think pitching is going to be one of our strengths. We have a lot of guys who can throw some strikes and a lot of guys who have gotten a little bit more physical, stronger, stuff like that, so their velocity's bumped up a little bit. And then just having our experience back behind the mound. We started an eighth grader at catcher last year with Jackson Sklenar, and he made huge strides last year as an eighth grader. He's just a kid who just loves to get better. He doesn't say anything. He just says, nods his head, says, yep, we're going to get better today. He gets himself better every day. And he's a great kid that loves to learn. I think he got thrown into catcher, and you know, me having some experience at catcher and stuff like that, I don't think he understood all the intricacies that go into catching. But he started to figure some of those things out by the end of the year. And he started nodding, hey, yeah, I understand why we were doing that. Or, hey, we were doing this because of, you know, what this kid could do. So just him getting stronger, start throwing kids out at the end of the season. Kids weren't able to start stealing, you know, at will on us. You know, at the beginning of the season, it was tough for him to throw some kids out until he's got his footwork down. So, you know, stopping a single from being a double, maybe even sometimes a triple, is huge for our pitchers in that aspect too. And he's just gotten so much stronger from the weight room. He's a kid who never missed a weight room as well. So, yeah, we got a lot of experience on the mound coming back, an experienced catcher coming back, you know, majority of our fielders coming back. You know, we get Nathan Brandt back off of injury last year. He didn't get a play at all last year, so that's a senior that we get back who had a pretty good sophomore campaign for us. So, you know, we're looking pretty positive right now and just trying to piece together what each guy can do for us.
How do you feel? You mentioned the fielding. You think it's going to be more experienced and better this year. What do you think the defense will look like?
Well, we won't have to makeshift as much as we did last year. You know, we had to throw a lot of guys in different positions. You know, we had illnesses and injuries last year that we would go into a game with 9 guys or 10 guys. I think of our 17 games, I bet we played half of them with 11 guys or less. And just that inexperience of we had to put 8th graders in outfield. So, you know, they aren't comfortable with how a ball comes off a bat, you know, from a left-handed hitter to left field. It's going to tail, you know, away from you. Just learning those types of things and then the velocity that comes with it, hard hit ball, stuff like that, just learning those things. But at the same time, it was a lot of times we would play probably 4 or 5 good innings of baseball and we would have one really, really bad inning that just never seemed to end in almost, you know, half our games or whatever it was. And it just was a struggle for us at times just because some of those younger kids just couldn't find a rhythm at times. But, you know, you get that experience back. You get, you know, an experienced outfield. You don't have to. A ball hits the outfield for a pitcher isn't, oh boy, I hope we catch it, or oh boy, I hope we hit our cuts. It's, okay, plays are going to be made, things are going to be done, and then you can pitch a little bit more with confidence that, okay, I can put it over the plate. I don't have to strike everybody out. I think, you know, that was Grant Burkowski's biggest thing last year. He tried to strike a lot of kids out and do things on his own just because we were so inexperienced behind him that he felt he had to try to pick it up by himself. And hopefully that's not the case this year, that we're pretty solid behind them.
With everything shortened and crammed and schedules having to be redone a little bit, do you like how your schedule plays out?
Yeah, for the most part, we got 11 games in. We got our 8 conference games picking up Whiting this year as a conference opponent. And then we got 3 non-conference games against pretty local teams with Panora, ACGC, and Earlham that we go back to the old WCAC days of playing them. But for the most part, yeah, you know, this conference was kind of senior dominated for the most part last year. And that was kind of our mantra last year. As we said, this is a 2-year deal. We know we're playing a lot of inexperience right now, and we know a lot of these teams lose people. So we have to build however much we can this year to try to make our strides, you know, the following year or at the end of the season, you know, come district time, stuff like that. And I think the kids kind of bought into that a little bit. You know, with the 2 seniors, they bought into it. They were good leaders for us in the sense of they didn't get down on, okay, we're 1-8, we're 1-9, you know, we're 2-10, whatever it is. They kind of just said, okay, you know, I'm going to help these younger kids out. I'm going to do what I need to do. They did that for the most part and helped out those younger guys. And now it's these guys' turns. They bought in, they got in the weight room, they got bigger, they got stronger, which is what we said would happen with them. You know, as an 8th grader to sophomore, you just get so much bigger naturally, not to mention if you go in the weight room constantly like some of these guys have. So for the season wise, you know, we play basically a Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule, which is kind of typical of what our seasons have been the last couple of years. So that aspect doesn't bother me a whole lot. I think the kids like it that way a little bit too, that they don't necessarily get that burnout feeling. But also, you know, a month long, 11 games, you know, we'll see what kind of mantra, what kind of attitude the kids have, you know, in the dog days of the end of June, early July, when maybe you've played 10 games already. what their mantra has been. But for the most part, I think their spirits are, hey, you know, this is going to be a fun season. This is going to be a season that we look to enjoy. And, you know, and the other thing is, too, is we get to play a full-fledged JV schedule this year, too. That's something we haven't been able to do in 3 years just for numbers purposes. But with 16 kids out, we get to field a full-fledged JV. And that also helps your program immensely because now kids are playing, you know, eighth graders are playing against a level that they should be playing against at that time, unless, you know, obviously they're good enough to play the varsity level. But it's like competition instead of being thrown to the fire as an eighth grader and saying, okay, you got to try to hit 200 as a varsity hitter when you haven't seen a varsity pitcher in forever or ever at that point. So, yeah, I think the kids are looking forward that they get to, you know, basically play a full schedule both ways, JV and varsity this year.
Well, Coach, it's going to be a fun one. Glad we're getting a chance. We'll see you here, I think, about a week and a half or so, less than 2 weeks away, I think, for that first game that we're going to be broadcasting to you guys this year. So looking forward to that. Appreciate you joining us here today, and best of luck this upcoming season.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff, and thanks for having me, and thanks for everything you've done for us now, and now we're getting to broadcast some of our games this year. That's exciting times for us.
You bet. Head Coach Cole Corson again with the Glidden-Ralston Baseball Program.